Welcome to the website of Community Bible Church. We hope it's helpful to you. We've included on our website sermons, both recent and in years past, that we think you will find a real help and encouragement as you listen to the teaching of God's Word.
Before we begin, let's pray. Father, I'm thankful that we have this opportunity to be with dear friends who mean so much over so many years. It's wonderful to know that I did their wedding and I knew them when they were just young people. And yet that steadfast friendship is amazing. I realize, Father, that only you can make these things what they are. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that I would get out of the way. This is your message, not mine. And I pray that you would glorify yourself in it. In Jesus' name, amen. One of my favorite apologists, a man who defends the gospel, is G.K. Chesterton. And Chesterton died in 1936, and he was a huge man. He weighed almost 400 pounds, and he was over 6 feet tall. And he used to debate with atheists and agnostics, and he would win them over with his charm and his quick wit. I'm going to give you some of the examples of his wit. He was asked a number of questions, and one of them was, "What are your thoughts on hell? I regard it as a place to be avoided." Somebody asked him, "If you're stranded on a desert island with only one book, what book would it be?" He said, "Thomas's Guide to Practical Shipbuilding." And this lady asked him, "Could you speak louder, please?" He said, "Good sister, don't worry. You aren't missing a thing." And then he said, somebody asked him, "What do you think will happen if nature revolts against man?" And he said, "I hope man will not hesitate to shoot." One of the first signs of depression and mental illness is a loss of sense of humor. The world is no longer laughing. Laughter is missing from the world. The world has forgotten to laugh. Okay? Today's message is about sense of humor and laughter. And I'm going to read from Genesis chapter 17, verses 15 through 17. God said to Abram, "As for Sarah, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be called Sarah. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of many nations. Kings of people will come from her." And Abram fell face down. He laughed and said to himself, "Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at 90? And he laughed. Sarai's name was changed to Sarah, and Abram's name was changed to Abraham. The Hebrew equivalent of ha is an abbreviation of the word roush, which means breath or spirit. The Holy Spirit would be involved in their lives, and once that spirit was added to the covenant, there would be a miracle birth. It's important that we understand that Isaac's name means laughter. Now, isn't that interesting? The scientific community, now I want to say something to you. I'm going to read a lot of facts here, a lot of facts. So those of you, you won't remember these, but I have a reason for it. The only thing for you to remember is laughter is good medicine. That's all you need to know. Laughter is good medicine. And now I'm going to read some things to you that deal with laughter. The scientific community, made up of doctors, psychiatrists, and some philosophers, all agree the effects of laughter. And they list it as these. Laughter promotes a sense of well-being. Laughter temporarily relieves pain. Laughter protects the heart. Laughter improves the function of blood vessels. Helps prevent heart attacks and other cardiovascular problems. Laughter burns calories. Helps improve blood flow to the brain and increases job performance. Humor therapy is used to cope with diseases like cancer, and laughter releases endorphins produced by the pituitary gland that helps promote a sense of well-being. Laughter releases dopamine, which produces a feeling of happiness. A sense of humor can save your marriage. Amazing, isn't it? Oh, there's more. The family that prays together stays together. And the family that laughs together, loves together. Let each one of us bring laughter back into the world. It's interesting to note that two people who lived to be 100 years old, George Burns, lived to be 100, and Bob Hope lived to be 100, and they were both comedians who brought laughter to the world. I'm going to read you something that I thought was incredible, and I don't want you to lose your sense of humor, but listen to this. A man and his wife were checking out of a motel. They discovered the manager had charged them for a fresh basket of fruit put in the room every day. The man said, "How can you charge us for fresh fruit when we never ate any fruit from any basket on any day?" The manager said, "It's not my fault you didn't eat it. It was there." So the man took the bill, subtracted $150 from it, and the manager said, "What in the world are you doing?" The man said, "I'm charging you $50 a day for kissing my wife." The manager said, "I didn't kiss your wife." He said, "That's not my fault. She was there." It's so important to bring laughter back into the world. The world has really forgotten to laugh. And I hope you understand that. Don't lose your sense of humor. I've got to tell you a story that just absolutely caused me to laugh. My Uncle Ronnie is always laughing, and he's tremendous. And I remember when he told me the story about his young son, Kevin. And he said that Kevin had a pet mouse, and the mouse died during the night. So my uncle and my aunt did the proper thing. They gave it burial at sea. And the next day, Kevin gets up and he says, "Mom, Dad, where's the mouse?" And my uncle said, "Well, Jesus came during the night and took it to be with him." And he said, "What's Jesus want with a dead mouse?" Let me say this to you. Laughter is so important for your health. It's so important for your life. And the world has forgot to laugh. There's no laughter in the world. The sound is dead silence. There's an emptiness in the soul of humanity. And what happens is the church has to bring laughter back into their relationships and back into the world where people can laugh. It's so important for the spiritual health of this country. Now, I will say this to you. Jesus Christ paid the price of our sin. He died and was resurrected as proof that God accepted his sacrifice. You know what that means? The most important song that probably could ever be seen, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong." Can you imagine when Abraham laughed? Do you know, God was his friend, and I think God laughed with him. We have a God who laughs with us. Who do you laugh best with? Your friends. Our God laughs with us. So let's bring laughter back into the world. Let's make your day something special by bringing some joy, some laughter into not only your own marriage and your families, but into the community where you live. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for laughter, for humor, for all that you are, and for what a friend we have in Jesus. We thank you so much. And now we ask you to bless each one here today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you for visiting the website of Community Bible Church. We hope you found it helpful. Also, if you're ever in or around Waterford, Michigan, we would love to have you come and visit us for a Sunday morning service. We'd love to have you come. Let us know you found us on the web. So God bless you, my friends.